I'm Ken Vincent. It's Tuesday, time for our regular weekly conversation with John Husing, the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR. You can hear past segments with Dr. Husing at our website, kvcrnews.org. This morning, Dr. Husing begins a new series of conversations over the next several weeks examining how policies coming out of the federal government and the state of California have, are, and will be affecting the Inland Empire's currently booming economy.
There are a lot of metrics coming out at the national level which are affecting how well our economy can do in the state and in the Inland Empire.
Now, when you say metrics, what do you mean?
Metrics means data showing how the economy is doing.
So when you say a national metric that affects the Inland Empire economy would be mortgage rates.
Mortgage rates would be one. Prices, which interest rates, gross domestic product, all of those tell us the health of the national economy, and that's the ocean we swim in.
Right. And also there have been a lot of changes in foreign policy and trade policy.
Very definitely, and we are seeing some of the negative aspects, particularly of trade policy,
here in the
starting
Empire?
To show up.
Really? Okay.
So the first one is gross domestic product. Gross domestic product is how much value is being created in the U.S. economy. That is products for consumers, products that are going to the government, products that are going to businesses in terms of tools and equipment and software, and then the extent to which our exports to the rest of the world are greater than our imports from the rest of the world.
So you're saying that the gross, you're getting ready to say that the gross domestic product of the U.S. is having an effect on our economy here.
It has been growing now almost consistently since 2009. There have been one or two negative quarters in that period
of
time.
In the GDP? Okay, all right.
GDP. In this last go-round, which is the data for the second quarter, which ended in June, the gross domestic product was up 4.2%. That's a revised number that recently came out. That is the strongest since going back to the second and third quarters of 2014. That 4.2 compared to, in that period of time, it was 5.1 and 4.9. So it's strong, and that's good news. And this is partially the result of the effect of the massive tax cut that was passed in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
If the U.S. economy is churning out more stuff and more services for people, then undoubtedly you're going to see California doing the same and our region doing the same. So that is a good metric to help us, and it's giving us one of the reasons we saw the declines in poverty in a previous program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one set of numbers. Another set of important data coming out of the national economy is what's going on with prices. Now, the problem we've had is this. We've had a massive national tax cut that driving up the deficit by $1 trillion at a time when the unemployment rates nationally were already relatively low.
Mm-hmm.
The analogy I like to use is you have a car, you are a hot rodder, you take it up the red line, you don't shift, but you jam the accelerator to the floor. Now, if you have a car, there's a good chance you're going to blow the engine.
Mm-hmm. Or the transmission or one something like that.
In an economy, if you do that, there's strong odds you're going to set off much stronger price rises. So the question has been for some time now, is that beginning to show up? The Federal Reserve Board, one of their mandates is keeping unemployment low, but their other mandate is make sure prices don't go do crazy things.
Right, right. They always are watching inflation.
They're very, very definitely always watching that. Nationally, what they're looking for is around 2% of price inflation, no more than that.
That's what they think would be healthy.
That they think that's healthy.
Okay.
It's at 2.9 in the most recent data so far in 2018. So it's beginning to push beyond that. Here in California, it's worse. It's 3.9. Now, why is
inflation
it stronger
rate, almost
here?
Almost 4%, really?
Yeah, and the reason why prices are up 3.9 here versus 2.9 nationally largely is the housing issue in California. Hmm. The fact that we've got housing prices that are getting to absurd levels.
And that just boosts the average? The price of housing will boost the average of inflation, or does it affect other things?
It's a major share of the index.
And next week, Dr. Husing will explain how the Consumer Price Index is affected by and affects housing prices in the Inland Empire, and how that aggravates a domino effect on the prices of other goods and services. John Husing is the chief economist for the Inland Empire Economic Partnership and a regular Tuesday morning contributor to 91.9 KVCR.